This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hello, welcome back to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Yeah, episode 110, man.
Getting old.
Getting old as f***. We're getting up there. It's cool, though. It's nice to see. You know, I don't know if you guys have listened back to the old episodes, like the first, you know, whatever, 20 episodes in a while.
Yeah, I have episode like 30 on a disc in my car I listen to sometimes.
It's pretty funny, like, hearing it, how it evolved and stuff, and we're still those same pieces of s***.
Yep, still those same f***ing jabronis. My name's Ian, that's Kevin Deers.
Hello.
And Mr. Ryan the Beard.
Hi.
Hello. So, gentlemen, the sun came back for like one f***ing day this week.
Yeah.
All my neighbors were out mowing their lawn. It was
What'd
really
you do?
Nice.
Did you get to go out in the sun?
No, I sat in my house and played video games.
I went and saw the Belko Experiment on the day it was released, on the day of the sun. The day of the sun here in the Northwest. The one... like 12 hours of sun.
Yeah, they said, actually, ironically, the day before that it had been almost three entire months straight of rain.
We're looking pretty f***ing pale up here.
Yes, yes, we are.
It's
very
okay.
Ghostly. Very, very ghostly.
I got chicken legs.
Fat, white, and happy.
That doesn't have anything to do with the sun, right?
Fat, pale, and happy.
I got those pale chicken legs.
What did you do on the day of sun, Ryan?
I sat in my house and played guitar.
We're ungrates. We're ingrates. We're not grateful for this.
I looked through
sun.
The cracks in my blinds, and I was like, "Oh, that's nice." And then went back to what I was doing.
Back to the video games.
I got a new ladder at the end of last summer.
A what?
A new ladder that I can use to get to my roof.
Cool.
So I think my neighbors are in for a bummer of a summer because I'm going to be sitting up there. And friggin'
sunning
man thong,
blasting
grindcore, blasting grindcore, and smoking hookah.
That's awesome.
What a bizarre combination.
Do you have a flat roof, or do you have like a tilt?
There's a flat section of the roof that's just perfect.
Hey, you know what?
On.
You own your house. You can do whatever the f*** you want.
Yeah, that's
why
true.
Did I just censor myself?
You didn't. I did.
There you go.
No, it was the FCC.
He was Ian's power.
I saw it coming from a mile away.
He looked at me and he dropped a little salt bay on me. He said, nope.
The dust.
Salt bay the
Ian is
censorship.
Censor bay.
It's the dust of 30,000 dead children.
So it's been a couple weeks. What have you guys been up to?
I got a new vacuum.
Cool.
It's tight.
Adult choices.
You know, I'm f***ing starting to get old when I'm so stoked on my new vacuum.
It's great. And I have one too, yeah.
My favorite store to go to is Home Depot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm f***ing old, man.
Home Depot's great. I like Target, though, personally.
I hadn't vacuumed my floor for, like, four or five weeks.
Gross!
Because my vacuum, someone who lives in my house that wasn't me,
yes,
vacuumed up some water into it.
So $30 Josh.
It molded. $40 Josh.
$40 come on. Josh.
It molded and corroded my motor from the inside.
Damn.
That was a $300 vacuum, so I had to go spend another $150 on a new f***ing vacuum.
Thanks, Josh.
Whoa, great song title. Molded and corroded from the inside.
That is a good, that's a good band name. There you go.
But now, since you have this new vacuum, I want to know how much money it would take for you to smoke a couple bowls worth of the vacuum weed that you vacuum up.
Oh, the vacuum weed?
Yeah, like you vacuum it up, get it in that bag, and then take out the weed, and I want to know how much it would take
so
for you
to smoke
it. So
here's the thing, like when I moved into my house, the two people that had it before them had like three dogs, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you know when you move into a new house, they're supposed to like shampoo the carpet and paint the walls and shit?
Since it was brought down from a friend, they didn't have that process.
No, but it was supposed to be done professionally, so they paid my landlords to get it fucking cleaned. And my mom came over and helped me move my stuff in, and she ran the vacuum over it one fucking time. And the whole thing was full of dog hair. And I went...
They just pocketed that goddamn money.
Thanks for fucking cleaning the carpet. But no, that's why I would never fucking do that. Ugh. No, it would. How much money would it take?
Yeah.
$10,000.
Okay. Everybody has a price.
I'm kind of cheap. I mean, like,
it's okay.
If it was vacuum weed, but if it was like the hair and dust.
No, yeah, it would be the hair and dust and weed.
The price would go way up.
Okay.
Way, way up.
So $10,001.
Exactly. 50 cents. And then I also got Madden this week.
Nice. You've been converted to the Madden.
I get it now.
Yeah.
I don't really like sports games, but I like football a lot, and I fucking... went undefeated in my first season and won the Super Bowl, and I won every game by like 50 or 60 points. So I'm wondering if I'm like, oh man, should I start going to Madden tournaments?
Huh?
Like a fucking Magic Card tournament or something like that?
You should.
No, probably not, because I'll be the first one to get into a fight with somebody that's bigger than me, probably.
Just don't become that guy. I saw the true life, I'm addicted to Madden.
That's too much.
Where, like, the hot girlfriend is on the couch, like,
oh,
and she's like, hey, we should hang out, we should go on a date. He's like,
no!
Hold on a fucking second, I got my team going. I'm in a Madden tournament, bitch.
I gotta suck Aaron Rodgers through. No, I don't get that, because the game is the same every fucking time.
Yeah.
Literally. So I played like, the most I played in a session was like three games and was like, I gotta take a break. This is just the same fucking thing over and over and over again. Especially when I was winning by like 40 or 50 fucking points.
Well, if you're good enough at it, maybe you should do some Madden tournaments. I mean, there's really good money to be made in video game tournaments.
There are professional gamers, which is insane.
Dude, my buddy Felix took home, I think he took home like 10K at the last big Street Fighter tournament down in Vegas.
Ballin'.
That's crazy.
And he probably wasn't even the big winner.
No. Yeah, I think he came in like 5th or 6th place, something like that.
That's
bought a Hello
so
Kitty
sick.
Scooter with the money.
What the f***?
Well, he's crying.
Well, he didn't have the money anyway, so he's coming to some money, spending on some bullshit.
Well, I mean, he's a really hilarious, super nerdy Korean dude, and he's like, I'm just embracing my heritage. You can't get mad at me for this.
Hey, do you, boo-boo.
Ryan, what did you do in the last couple weeks? What have you been up to? You've been busy working, man.
I've been working. KISW Archival has been consuming my entire existence.
So what have you found? Because... I'm not sure if anyone's really aware, but KISW is going to be moving as far as, like, we're moving a little bit closer to downtown. Our studio is kind of condensing a little bit. We're using it as an opportunity to get rid of some stuff and do a purge.
Some stuff.
We have so many recordings from back in the day that we're archiving. So what are some of the cool stuff that you've been able to listen to?
Like,
what
are the gems? What stand out?
Totally brain farted on his name.
Because you're looking at my Reese's peanut butter cup.
I am. It's distracting. The guy who did Tommy the Cat on Primus.
Oh.
Famous folk guy. Hold on. I got to find it. It's driving me nuts.
Who else?
But yeah, let's see. There was here, hold on. Just one second.
What? Who else?
Ryan, goddamn
it. I'll Google it.
Dude, we're ruining the flow. We're going to make him have an anxiety attack. Watch.
Yeah. Fucking get off my d-
No.
Like, you'll know who it is when I... No. It's the guy who did... he did the... Tom Waits. It was Tom Waits down at KNDD, and he insisted that they drag a full-size stand-up piano into the studio for his performance.
That's awesome.
Good. So the DJ asked him about it, and he was like, hey, man, so we got to address this piano that we have in the studio because you refused to do this unless you had the piano. And he said, well, you know, if you're going to do something, it's not worth doing anything if you're not going to do it right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was really cool. For me personally, because I'm a huge, huge David Bowie fan, there is a David Bowie recording from KNDD from way back when.
Cool.
And it's just him and his guitar player at the time.
That's great.
Doing some songs acoustically. And that's the only... The cool stuff about thing about all this is the only place where these performances exist.
Absolutely.
You can't go online, find any of this stuff. And so it's been really, really cool going through all that stuff.
That's a rich heritage, yeah.
Yeah, the singer from Men at Work, Colin Hay, Really, really entertaining interviews.
I like Colin Hay.
Really great guy. I was really blown away at what a rad dude he was.
Men at Work, also a great movie with Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez.
Emilio!
And then I think one of my other big favorite ones, which kind of threw me off, was Moby. And yeah, he was talking about his hardcore heritage and how he's really
into
punk
rock. He was in a band with
guys
from Utah today.
Yeah, I had no idea that that he had that background, and you know, I just never
really
paid
much attention
to him. So
touche.
You know. It's cool. That's what I've been doing.
What about you, Kevin?
Well, today I went to a vintage toy fair down in Kent Commons. It's called the Greater Seattle Toy Fair.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty fun, but honestly, it was very heavy with the Matchbox and Hot Wheels. Mm. But I picked up some funny things. I picked up ICP action figures.
Oh, God.
I picked up a Homie the Clown doll.
Nice.
And a really cool Carnage from like Venom and Carnage and Spider-Man. But one thing that was kind of cool is I talked to the one of the guys who's a vendor, and he actually listens to Metal Shop, and he's friends with the guys from Accused. He's like an old school hardcore and metal dude.
Cool.
He runs the, Lake City Toy Fair. And he said it's a lot more like along the lines of like, you know, video game stuff
nerdy
and comic
stuff,
book. Yeah, nerdy stuff, less of the cars. And we got to talking, and I'm going to have a booth there coming up here in April. I'm going to have like mainly wrestling stuff. And he said bring band t-shirts and records and just
cool.
like, so it's just going to be, it's kind of like a
Kevin booth.
Pawn shop. Yeah, it's like a thrift shop or what do you call it?
Your bedroom.
Flea market. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah,
okay,
flea
okay.
market. So yeah, I'm gonna, you know.
Where is it?
Somewhere in Lake City Community Center.
Okay. All right, yeah.
So I'll keep you guys updated, and I'll be selling lots of nerd.
Dude, if they have more booths there, man, I got some to get rid of, I'll tell you that much.
Hell yeah. $35, man. That's all it costs, and then you can be there all day and sell whatever you want.
Genius.
I also saw the Belko experiment, which I wanted to mention real quick. If it's
don't
it's,
blow it now.
It's I'm not going to blow it.
I'm very excited for this.
But it's a movie that was written by James Gunn, who wrote Guardians of the Galaxy, and it's not a huge blockbuster or anything, but it was released this week, and I saw it on the opening day. It is extremely gory, extremely brutal, and honestly, it's being marketed this way, so they're saying it's Office Space meets Battle Royale,
yeah.
And it is exactly like that.
That's awesome.
It's f***ing some of the sickest kill scenes I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
God, everybody knows that there's a couple of coworkers that they have that they probably wouldn't mind.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but it was. I actually saw it with your roommate Josh, and he was laughing. It was kind of awkward because like people were like, and he was just like, like a woman getting shot. Well, so no spoilers. So people getting shot in the fucking face, people getting their necks slit, and he's just laughing, just cracking up. He's like, dude, you're a sick motherfucker.
He is a sick motherfucker, so to say the least. All right, let's get to a little bit of the news that we haven't talked about for the last week or two. We decided behind the scenes that we were not going to get too political or whatnot, because this is a fucking music podcast, you know what I mean?
Exactly. We're here to unite people.
But that said, we did want to comment on Wormrot canceling their upcoming U.S. tour. That's it's definitely a thing. So we're going to be doing a pretty lengthy tour here in the U.S. with several bands, and they've been witnessing some more and more bands being turned away at the U.S. Customs, and they said that it wasn't worth the risk coming to America without the right paperwork, which they say is expensive.
That makes sense. I mean, you know, it's a sad thing, but it's interesting that there was a preemptive strike by them to do that, because I think one of the first bands that actually got turned away was a band called Soviet. They were supposed to play here in the Northwest, their tour kickoff, and then go down to South by Southwest, like a post-hardcore band. They were going to play on a radio station here in Seattle, but they actually got
stopped at the customs, and they got turned around and sent home.
So it's a sad thing to see, you know, a lot of incredible bands that are probably going to not be able to play here in the next few years. I guess why?
Yeah, they say that we apologize for postponing the tour until next year, when we can focus on a full length tour and have all the right papers.
I sincerely hope that this gets worked out.
Yeah, it's a long time though, man. A year is a lot of shit can happen in a year.
Hopefully, good things.
That's true. Let's hear a little piece of this new Scale of the Summit here. It's
Royal Orphan?
Royal Orphan. off of a new record
cool.
called In a World of Fear. Have a little nuggety taste of this. Skip in. There's it's scale of seven. It's obviously instrumental.
So. Yeah.
The new record is called In a World of Fear, coming out May 19th. It says members of Arch Enemy, Fallujah, Scar Symmetry, and more will guest on the record.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Sounds cool. I like it.
Yeah, shout out to Killian from Felix Martin's band, who's the new bass player for Scale the Summit as well, and he's on this record, so
awesome.
Good for him.
Good for him. Looks like Demi Borgir's got their new live DVD called Forces of the Northern Light coming out on April 28th, 2017.
Cool.
Ryan was just the one who was saying that he saw the first trailer with the Norwegian Radio Orchestra, which I think is pretty fucking huge. It's, yeah, it says almost 100 musicians in action. So
damn!
That's a lot of peoples.
Shout out to that headbanging trumpet player, because that guy was fucking into it. That dude was stoked.
I'm not going to play this because they're speaking Norwegian, so... we don't f***ing speak Norwegian, and if you do, then you can find it yourself.
So, there's been blockbuster season is kind of coming early this year. A lot of big movies have just been coming out. John Wick 2,
yeah.
Obviously, the new King Kong movie,
Skull Island just came out,
Logan just came out, and now this week, Power Rangers is going to come out, and it looks kind of cheesy, but true to form, it probably is going to be cheesy, and I'm going to go see it. It's... You know, that was of my time period when I was a kid. I f***ing loved Power Rangers back in the day.
I watched Power Rangers, yeah.
And they're going to have this big reboot, remake, and I'm pretty stoked. So let's f*** up Rita Repulsa alongside some Revocation. Revocation's Communion, the song, is going to be appearing in the Power Rangers movie. So that is awesome, dude.
I wonder where it's going to be and how they're going to use it.
I don't know.
It's got to be in like the f***ing like
big mega, monster battle,
Megazord
man.
Scene or whatever they f***ing call that thing. Yeah, that's awesome.
Hell yeah. Let's do it. Reoccasion.
So Danzig just today announced that he's going to be launching an upcoming Blackest of the Black camping festival.
Ooh.
It's going to be on Memorial Day weekend this year, May 26th and 27th in Orange County, California. They said that there's going to be at least 20 different bands, 20 different evil attractions. So maybe like a carnival style weird shit. But the full details will probably be out next week, so hopefully we'll have something more to say. But so far it's going to be Danzig and Ministry and 20 other bands on Memorial Day weekend this year.
Killer.
Sounds like a good time. Speaking of a good time, Oathbreaker is kicking off a full U.S. tour, which is pretty slick. That's a full U.S. tour right there.
With so, King Woman and Chemist, dude.
Yeah, looks like they'll be coming through on...
March 31st.
Yep, at the Highline.
Cool.
Not to be missed.
I want to see Chemist.
I'll check out Chemist.
Oathbreaker is great live, too. That's awesome. So Warbringer was just here this past week alongside Havoc and Ex Mortis at Studio 7. And they've actually extended their tour life because they're going to be coming out again in May. Yeah, it's in May with Destruction, Jungle Rot, Hellbender, and Demons Within. That's a hell of a show. Going to be coming back on May 24th at Studio 7 once again. So
that's one of the things that I always respected about Warbringer, I guess, like when they were, especially when they first started, like when they had their full lineup and everything was good, they were always on the road.
That's true, man.
Like you could literally count their own days off yourself by like paying attention to the announcements for their next tour, so... I mean, they're taking it seriously. That's what they say you got to do, man. You got to hit the road and get yourself out there. So good for them. We'll see them back on May 24th at Studio 7 with Destruction.
Absolutely. Cool.
All right. So I've seen a lot of like back and forth this week. I know both Kevin and myself listened to the Jamie Josta show, the Josta show, the podcast on iTunes and online and whatnot. His most recent guest was Mastodon's Brent Hines. Talking about Judas Priest, and this has been like an oft-quoted meme source this last week or so. And he said, quote, I really don't like metal. I grew up listening to Priest, but Priest is not metal. It's not metal, people. It's rock and motherfucking roll. Who in their right mind that has a brain in their head thinks that Judas Priest sounds like a metal band? So at this point,
I think he's trolling hard,
man. Yeah, that's what I keep hearing people being like. He's just saying that so that people will keep talking about.
For sure.
Because he went back and forth with his thing about liking metal, not liking metal. Yeah. I think he's just going for the fence. He's swinging for the fence like Babe Ruth style.
He knows
he's
what
like,
he's doing.
It. People talking about it?
Yeah.
Well, there's a new Mastodon record coming out, so...
So check that
out. Might as well stir up some
stir up some get people talking. I don't really give a what people think, obviously, with what he wears to the Grammys and
At least he's smart enough not to just, like, directly start beef with other bands.
Exactly.
Just, like, start feuds. He just says something ridiculous and off.
It's like a new... Yeah, a new style.
He's starting beef with the internet troll. He's starting beef with the internet metal nerds.
What do you mean, Judas Priest is a metal band, man?
So I say let's not take the bait and just laugh it off. And
yeah, at this point, the pattern
I love me some Mastodon.
You just got to follow the pattern. And yeah, exactly. I think everybody has something to learn from that situation.
So I think you guys should talk about this because I know you guys are big fans of Jesper.
Oh, yeah. So you're talking about Jesper Strömblad's brand new band there. Eh?
Indeed.
Yeah, all right. So we were talking about last week on Metal Shop how At the Gates had just lost their guitar player, and we were hoping that maybe he would be the one who was chosen, but it may or may not happen because he's got a new band called Syra, featuring Jake E. From Amaranth and Mr. Jesper Strömblad. They're going to be on Spine Farm Records, and they got a brand new record coming out in the fall. They've already been a band for a year, so I'm sure they've written some music as a band.
I'm just glad to see him happy, healthy, and making new music again. So
their drummer, Alex, was also in Rhapsody and Annihilator, and Peter Ewers from In Flames is playing bass in this band now.
That's awesome!
Immediately
That's cool!
Steps out of In Flames into this band here.
That's pretty slick.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Iced Earth coming back with a new album, Incorruptible. It's going to be the... follow-up to 2014's album Plagues of Babylon. They just wrapped up mixing and mastering it. It's their new full-length 10 tracks, and hopefully it'll be coming up by the end of the year so we can hear some brand-new Iced Earth.
You remember the band Anal Trump?
Anal Trump
Tell
is
us a little bit
awesome.
About Anal Trump, because I think it's members of some bands that we know.
Yeah, Travis Ryan from Cattle Decapitation. It's a, quote, anal-themed band. I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory, but... They just wrote a new EP, and 100% of the net proceeds are going to the ACLU.
That's awesome.
The American Civil Liberties Union. So it's f-ing ridiculous, dude. They wrote a song called "The ACLU Is Gay."
Well,
isn't it 1 second long?
Most of the song titles and lyrics are
exactly.
Trump
that's
quotes.
The point. So yeah. If you don't get it,
does this cross make me look fat?
Don't get upset. Take a look into it before you start freaking out, man.
Wow. Okay, so Lock Up is another grindcore band. They are not an anal tribute band, but they are featuring members of Napalm Death and ex-members of Brutal Truth. They are premiering a full album stream of their brand new album, Demonization. This is fucking sick stuff. I remember Ryan a couple weeks back, or maybe last week, he picked one of the songs for the Beard Pick. So why don't we play a bit of a song here and check out what the new Lockup sounds like.
This one's called Desolation Architect.
I bet it sounds like grindcore. Good to me, man.
So there you go.
New music by Lockup.
Mickey D, the drummer from Motorhead and now Scorpions, who is an amazing drummer who has done some of the most fucking insane drum solos I've ever seen in my life, is the subject of a brand new documentary called A Week in D World, where they kind of follow him around and see what he's up to, and they are showing the first in-person viewing of him meeting the Lemmy Memorial statue at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
So cool.
It's pretty pretty emotional, man. Pretty wild. I don't want to play it on here because it's just honestly.
But you need to see for yourself.
It's kind of a personal moment, yeah. There, but it's I don't know. It's a tale of life and death and a fucking life of amazing rock and yet metal and fucking being insane. So.
Very cool.
Speaking of metal and being insane, Megadeth bassist and Lutheran pastor David Ellefson is going to be discussing theology of heavy metal lyrics. And I'd be interested to see
I didn't know he was a Lutheran pastor.
What he has to say.
Apparently he was speaking at the University of Edmonds.
I've got a quote from him here. He said, "It's pretty funny, isn't it? When you fight God, you have struggles, and it's an uphill battle. But when you surrender to it, you embrace it, that becomes like a jet engine that rockets you forward, not just with great success, but with ease."
Huh. Okay, David.
Whole lot more of that at the Megadeth bassist theological of heavy metal lyrics thing. Yeah. Who's going?
Yeah, nah.
I want to ask him if he still thinks electricity is magic.
What
isn't
is
that
an,
ICP?
Is he an ICP now?
No.
That's magic.
In Five Magics.
That's magic.
In Five Magics by Megadeth, they explain electricity as magic.
Nice.
Well, yeah. It's magical, man.
Okay. So, moving on from that awkwardness, a band called Skyclad from the UK. They are one of the first kind of like folk, pagan folk metal bands, going from Lutheran to pagan. They have a new album called Forward Into the Past. It's due out on April 28th on Listenable Records, and we have a new song called Change Is Coming Here from Skyclad.
In a sec. Yeah, you get the idea. Skyclad. Yeah, there you go. Let's move on to some new Memoriam ex-bolt throwers. Ex-bolt throwers with Cerebral Fix members and, let's see, Benediction.
Yeah.
This one is called Resistance. Let's hear a little piece of it.
This is like new old school death metal.
Go.
Oh, that riff.
Oh, this riff?
That
talk about
riff.
This riff right here, dog?
Oh, man. I could totally munch Cheetos and play video games to that for hours while wearing gray sweatpants.
I hope they're not literally full of
No, they are. He's like, I can't pause my game.
I've been logging, bro.
Mom!
Mom, change my pants.
My cheesy peeps.
Behemoth is plotting a spectacular new album, apparently. They're mixing a live record. And Nurgle, he said that they have a great hunger to make new music with his main band. Of course, he did. He does his side project, Me and That Man, which is the kind of country, bluesy, folky, dark stuff. But yeah, he said he came back with a great hunger to make new music for Behemoth. And
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. So, yeah, they're currently working on a live album, and they also have some plans for the summer as they are teaming up with Slayer and Lamb of God for, like, the biggest metal tour of the summer.
Have you ever noticed, at least recently, how Jesse Leach has, like, the choppiest, fattiest, like, sideburns of all time?
He is a f***ing... Yeah.
What do you even call
he
Wolverine?
He is a sideburn aficionado.
He is a Wolverine.
He's like Wolverine without any hair on top.
He's got hair.
Burns green.
Like, but you can tell he's bald, so he just kept the middle part and slicked it back like a mohawk.
That's great.
He's rocking it, dude.
I mean, I'm not talking shit. It's just funny.
It's a good look.
He's got style.
He's got a new band that's going to be a hardcore punk side project inspired for his love for early albums like Minor Threat, 7 Seconds, Discharge, and Black Flag.
Cool.
So it's a side project.
Done but it'll probably still have some singies.
You think so? It says, it's also a necessary outlet for a singing/yelling style and lyrics that I can't fit into any other band or project I've ever done. My 15-year-old self is quite proud of me. Go! So be on the lookout for that probably later this year.
Right on. So we talked a bit about the trolling of the members of Mastodon to the online metal community. We can also witness some live shenanigans of Mastodon. They'll be performing on Jimmy Kimmel Live in April.
I hope they slap him.
On April 3rd.
What, you don't like Jimmy Kimmel either?
Nah, you don't like Fallon or Kimmel?
I'm okay with Kimmel.
Then why do you want him to slap him?
I just think it'd be really funny.
I think we just caught you. I think
yeah,
you just
thought it was Fallon.
You thought it was Fallon.
I thought you said Fallon for
yeah,
a minute.
Yeah, see, don't try to cover listening. It up. You jake.
I hate Fallon so much.
As soon as he thought, like, any Tonight Show, he just went, Jimmy Fallon.
That's where my brain goes,
are you getting triggered?
I am. I can't handle the guy.
Fucking snowflake.
You know what we should do?
You.
We should bring Jimmy Fallon in here sometime to do a live interview just with Ryan.
Oh, I'd be so bummed out.
No, you can finally let it all off your chest, man.
Be like, dude, you fucking suck.
Is that what you'd say to him?
I would call him out. Be like, why did you laugh in every single sketch you were ever in an SNL?
Why don't you
like,
try
why
to?
Can't you handle
why don't
it?
You try to be in?
Because it's funny, Ryan.
Skit with all those people, you.
I wouldn't do that because I know I'd laugh. I'd be like, don't fucking put me in. I'm gonna everything else.
Fire me then.
Well, he's laughing all the way to the bank, motherfucker.
God, I couldn't even go to Jurassic Park without getting Fallon halfway through the goddamn film.
Maybe you should eat some of that ice cream you enjoy.
That film.
Oh, it's good.
That movie came on, or that scene in the film came on when they're in the little ball and
yeah,
Fallon pops
Fallon
up.
Fallon is the tour guide.
And in the middle of the movie theater, I just went.
Everyone else like, is like, what?
There's one guy like three rows back that just started laughing. And like, I wish I could have figured out who it was because him and I on the exact same page.
Okay.
Still to this day, the background on this very computer that I'm using is you, Jimmy Fallon.
Wow. Did somebody change it back? I changed it to a sexy Steve Buscemi.
What? Oh my God.
Yeah, I have an awkward.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
All right.
She's
well,
got Buscemi eyes.
Let's talk. Be serious here, okay? Because Chuck Berry has officially passed away at 90 years old. He's the founding father of rock and roll music. I mean, such a shredder, such a badass on the guitar, undeniable guitar licks, just total badass. He died at his home in Missouri, in Wentzville, Missouri, about 45 miles west of St. Louis. So rest in peace.
I mean, like, I grew up listening to oldies in the car with my dad because that's what we had was a tape deck and the radio, you know? But I will never forget, like, even, I'm not trying to take credit away from him, but that scene in Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the dance ball where he gets up there and plays Johnny B. Good. It's awesome.
Hell yeah.
And Chuck Berry was a kind of a crazy dude also from what I hear. He wasn't like an angel by any means, but
no, yeah, for sure.
Not many of these rock and roll guys are. It's not an excuse or whatever, but he deserves a lot of attention, and at the very least, just a tip of the cap. Because, like I said, you know, we were talking about earlier on the air. I don't think any of us would be here if it wasn't for that guy breaking the rules, pretty much.
So he's hanging out with Lemmy now, and they're drinking some whiskey.
All right, it's that time of the evening here on the Metal Shop's Backstage Pass podcast where we enter the Metal Shop Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio Lounge. where we truly, truly attempt to hit new lows on a weekly basis. Tonight, or today, or whenever the f*** it is for you, we provide you a passage from a band called Gore from their record Lust for Torture in 2004. Here's Voracious Prophylaxis. Kevin, take it away.
Malicious Mobilunkus operates in bacterial vaginosis. Performing the aggressive advance of separating Lactobacillus, malodorous innards, pelvic inflammation, necrotic infection of fallopian tubes, morbid treatment, drenched in pus, sadistic sodomy and cadaveric hypernutrition.
Hypernutrition.
Refluxes the abhorrence of the f***ed intestines mass as smearing the lady's with purulent fecalia. Exhaling bacteria from oral defecation. Dead bodies mastication in oral sex. The pulsating penis devoured by the herpes zoster. After it receives the wave of regurgitated excrements. The spongy tissues get full of to reduce the penis to boiling, tumefacted, necrophilic, reproductive, virulent organ.
What the f***, dude?
I can't even snap to that.
I can't. Yeah. My hands don't even work after hearing that. That's f***ing insane.
Herpes Oscar.
What is that? Voracious Prophylaxis. Well done, Kevin. All right, we'll see you guys again next week for episode 100, 111.
110.
110? Wait, I thought this was
110. Oh, you'll see us next week for 111.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
I ain't even listening.
All right. See you guys. Later. It's Metal Shop. Peace.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.